the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, salam and salutations be upon all of you. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about training children.
As the future holds close, for a time will come. Deep in your heart there's a river that flows all the way to kingdom come. Through the sandstorms where the high wind blows, desert rose does bloom. Please help me give the young a chance, lead them in the dance. My people, give the young a chance to change their circumstance. And so, it's written as the moon shall turn the tides and as the star shall light your eyes.
Today, Sunday, is the 2nd of Rajab, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Bahman, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of February, 2020 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At the first step of today's special, we'll listen to Surah Taghabun, verse 14, from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwan lakum fahdharuhum. وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
O you who have believed, indeed, among your wives and your children are enemies to you, so beware of them. But if you pardon and overlook and forgive, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The significant point is that men may at times be perplexed at dilemmas when one way leads to God Almighty and the other toward one's family. Believers are not supposed to entertain any doubt, since divine satisfaction precedes all things, and salvation in this world and hereafter lies in the same. Since family members may use the injunction as a pretext for violence, vengeance, and going to the extreme, the blessed verse proceeds to say that if you overlook and forgive their faults, God Almighty will forgive you, since He is all forgiving and most gracious.
Look around yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us? Or are we so blind to push it all aside? No, we just have to open our eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right, we'll see the signs. We can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way. Guide us every single day. Keep us close to you until the end of time.
Now we're speaking about training of children. In the nature of man, Allah the Exalted has placed a tendency to copy others in our surroundings, which manifests from childhood, as it is part of the nature of man. Hence, the tendency to copy others is in the nature of a child. This tendency is certainly for our benefit, but the wrong use sometimes leads to man's destruction or takes him towards destruction. It is a consequence of this tendency to copy and be influenced by his environment that man learns a language from one's parents. learns other deeds and good things which make a child a well-mannered person. If the parents are virtuous, observe the Salah, read the Holy Quran, live with each other in love and affection, and abhor falsehood, then the children under their influence will adopt virtues. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with educating children. In the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that tanakahu takthuru fa inni ubahi bikum al-umam yawm al-qiyamah walau bisiqt. Get married and beget children, because on the day of the resurrection, I'll take pride in the great number of Muslims, even those miscarried children, miscarried infants. Now we find that, based on this aspect, we find that the first and foremost teachers for children will be none but the parents. We find that, although in the community, we find that, for example, in our communities, we find that the education is left or is conventionally left to schools and teachers. In fact, the first school isn't conventional schools, rather the first school is the family. So we find that the personality of the children will be molded and formed first at home. Because of this, we find that those parents who provide their children with fine education, with sound education in a school, their children will prove to have more successful students.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
This is today's special and religious training of children. This part, rituals. Although beliefs are most important, parents have also to teach the practical part of following religion. Faith and action go together. From a young age, a child should be encouraged to pray, recite the Holy Quran, perform wudu. Some parents think it is a bother to have young children do these things and wait until they are almost baligh or mature. The love for such actions does not develop, and many children then have to be forced to carry them out. It is much better to start at an age when children are willing to imitate the parents and have an interest in praying and doing wudu, ablution. The daily prayer is the most important action in Islam, and it is the duty of all parents to ensure that the child prays properly and regularly.
Trials of life upon me are more precious than diamonds and gold. Tested with fire, I may be, but I know I'll come out stronger in this world. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are alive. Guides me in my darkest night. 'cause I don't need
brothers and sisters. We listen to some lines about habits of successfully raising Muslim children, being an example. It is the right of every Muslim child that his parents are of good examples. Religiosity and character plays a major role in the bringing up of righteous children. One cannot get away by telling children to do something while they themselves don't do it. The saying, "Do as I say and not as I do," does not apply. Yes, the children may be forced on that basis, but they will not learn and adapt to righteousness that way. Instead, they will turn into hypocrites. They will do it only because they have been told to do it. If the mother is modest and shy, wear hijab, is gentle, exerts herself to worship Allah, then the children will be that way, but if she yells, screams, and hits, they will do the same as if she controls her anger. So will the children. If the parents are not affectionate and kind, especially the mother, the children will not be either. If the mother backbites or lies, so will the children. Often parents teach how to lie. For example, if someone calls the house and they don't want to talk to the caller, they say, "Tell the person I'm not here." They have just taught their children how to lie. Parents should make themselves the best possible examples of good character.
We have to make sure, brothers and sisters, as parents, we're involved in our child's life. Make sure that you know what your child is doing, who he hangs out with, where he goes. This is all important. Put rules, put guidelines. This is very, very important. And let me, these smartphones, the tablets, computers, basically internet and social media, we have to really be concerned what our children are doing on that. Because as they say, the internet, social media, smartphones, it's a double-edged sword. We saw revolutions that were only possible because of social media. And there's many good things you can do with social media. But at the same time, there are many dangers. Social media, what it's doing is it's making many inappropriate, indecent acts much easier for our kids. You see, before social media and the internet, if my son or daughter wanted to have an unlawful relationship, they'd have to sneak in the middle of the night and they'd have to set an appointment or at school or here or there. Now, they could be sitting in their room, just a button, text message, just a Facebook post or whatever, Facebook message or Instagram message, and there you have it. It could be something as simple as an emoji. It's made it so much easier for our kids to do inappropriate acts while the parents are clueless. It's all in the smartphone. It's all in the, in their phones. And we have no clue about that. So we have to be careful, brothers and sisters. And we have to make sure that we set some guidelines. We have to monitor, supervise what they're doing on social media.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
food for thought.
Salam, friends, and let us start a day by contemplating on a brilliant piece of advice from Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, the 15th infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. I admonish you regarding five things. If you're wronged, do not commit wrongdoing to others. If you're betrayed, do not betray anyone. If you're called a liar, do not be furious. If you're praised, do not be jubilant. If you're criticized, do not fret but think of what is said in criticism. If you find in yourself what is criticized about you, then you are falling down in the eyes of God. When you are furious about the truth, it is much greater calamity. Then you're falling down in the eyes of people. And if you are opposite of what is said in criticism about you, then it is a merit you acquired without having to tire yourself in obtaining it.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In continuing our discussion on the Hadith of Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, in which it is narrated by one of his companions known as Hisham, we have now reached the ninth section of this tradition, where the Imam alayhi salam in this tradition tells Hisham and shows that in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the minority, a small group of people. As we saw in the previous section, the eighth section, the Imam clearly showed that the majority is not always correct. The majority actually most of the time are in the wrong. The majority most of the time do not understand. But in this section, the Imam again uses verses of the Holy Quran to prove his point and to show his point to Hisham. That most of the time, again, this is not a universal rule, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that look, it is always a small group of people who will always be on the truth. And we can see this from, history shows this. From the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the first battle, which was the most of the purest of the Muslims at that time, the 313, and the Battle of Badr, and then to the Battle of Karbala, where we say there were 72, or even as some reports say maybe just over 100, according to some narrations. But we know that there were 72, a very small number of people, and so on and so forth. And then the Holy Quran itself, for example, the Imam says, "Oh Hisham, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also praised the minority." Where in the Holy Quran? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has says that, "For few of my servants are truly thankful." This is one of the verse. And the Imam alayhi salam then goes on to mention six verses in this section, all showing that, you know, the minority or a small group of individuals are those who truly understand the message. Some of the verses that the Imam uses here, you know, indicate, for example, the people of Nuh alayhi salam. As we know that Nuh alayhi salam preached for 950 years. And those who boarded the ark were very few, some say 80 in number. His most closest of family members were not those who joined him. As the Holy Quran says, his wife and his son were those who did not join Nuh alayhi salam on the ark. So here again, a minority in a small number of people, but who had influence. For example, the story of the believer in the house of Fir'aun is another example that the Imam alayhi salam in this section brings. So in this section, one of the lessons that we can take from is that those individuals, as we mentioned, who are thankful, who are grateful, those who believe and do good deeds, those who know and have knowledge, and those who use their intellect, those who are able to, you know, conceptualize and perceive, are usually in the minority. As we saw, just as the example the Imam gave of that believer in the court of Pharaoh who used his position as a means to protect the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of this group, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا. نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. And at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by a famous Malaysian reciter. Dear audience, as you may know, Malaysia, just like Indonesia, has got a lot of good reciters, and every year a Quran competition is held there, which is really competitive. Now, let's listen to the recitation of verses 1 to 3 of Surah Ar-Ra'd, recited by a Malaysian reciter, Muhammad Abdul Rahman Ghazali. Dear audience, let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم را تلك آيات الكتاب والذي أنزل إليك من ربك الحق ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 1 to 3 of Surah Ar-Ra'd, recited by a Malaysian reciter, Muhammad Abdul Rahman Ghazali. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just like you said, Indonesia and Malaysia, they have a lot of good reciters, and they participate in different contests, including the one in Islamic Republic of Iran and yes. also in Malaysia itself. Let's talk about the tajweed.
Good idea.
We have at the beginning of this surah, حروف المقطعة, ألف لام ميم راء. The lam and the meem, they have matul lazim, because they have a long vowel in between the first letter and the second letter of the name of these two letters. Lam, we have a lam at the beginning, followed by an aliful mad, and finally a meem with a sukoon.
Yes, this so that is when matul lazim.
Sukoon is what causes the matul lazim.
That is necessary, Matt, I think.
Yes, six vowel counts. Meem also has a meem at the beginning, followed by ya, ya'ul mad, and another meem, which is sakin. So this also has, in fact, matul lazim. Tilka ayatul kitab. All of the letters in this phrase, actually in this sentence, they have tarqiq. Tilka ayatul kitab. We don't say tilka ayatul kitab, for example. There's no tafkhim. We only have tarqiq.
Yes.
Walladhi unzila. Here we have matul munfasil, a long vowel followed by a hamza.
In separate words.
In separate words. So we have to lengthen it to two, four, or five vowel counts with consistency. Unzila, we have ikhfa of nun sakina.
Concealment of nun.
Yes, we have to approximate the place of articulation of zai. The letter zai here. And at the same time, we have to make a nasal sound for two vowel counts.
Unzila.
Unzila ilayka mir rabbik. In the phrase mir rabbik, we have idgham bila ghunna. Mir rabbik.
Because actually
the noon merges into the ra.
Yeah, one of the letters of Yarmalun.
Yeah, it's one of the letters of Yarmalun, and it is not one of the letters of Yamun. It's ra, which does not have a ghunna. Rabbik al haqq. If you stop, you have to apply qalqala for the second qaf, not for the first one. You just hold the first qaf because, you know, a letter that has shadda means that we have two of the same letter, the first one sakin, the second one with the haraka, but we don't
release the first one.
We hold it. And we only release the second one.
So practically, haqqa is wrong.
Haqqa, yeah. Haqqa is incorrect. Haqqa.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the previous word, mir rabbik, we don't say mir rabbik. Mir rabbik. Mir rabbik.
Mm-hmm.
We have two ras. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون. الله الذي رفع السماوات.
Allah itself.
Yeah, Allah itself has a hamzatul wasl at the beginning. And everyone knows that the word Allah begins with a fatha.
Uh-huh. And the lam?
It's very easy. And the lam is pronounced with taghlil, with thickness, because it's preceded by fatha. Lam is only pronounced with taghlil in the name of Allah.
The majestic
and,
name.
Yes, the majestic name of Allah. Whenever it's preceded by fatha or dhamma. الَّذِي رَفَعَ Ra has tafkhim due to the fatha.
That's
so
right.
You have to pronounce it with thickness.
رَفَعَ
السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ غَيْن also has tafkhim. And غَيْن is a weak fricative. We shouldn't say بِغَيْرِ. بِغَيْرِ is incorrect. بِغَيْرِ. The sound should, you know, resonate more in the mouth.
It has the longest timing, actually.
Yeah, it's one of the group of the letters that has the longest timing, the Rakhawa, the letters of Rakhawa. Bighayri, the Ra has tarqiq here because of the kasra.
Yes.
Amadin tarawunaha.
Here we have a noon sakana plus ta.
Yeah, followed by the letter ta. So again, we have ikhfa Avanon Sakana. So we do the same thing just like the previous one. Like the previous one in the word Unzila, we do it Amadin Taranaha. But this time we approximate the place of articulation of the letter Ta.
Yeah, and there's one difference in these two. The first one was within a word, and the second one is within a phrase.
Exactly.
So ikhfa can take place in both
a
in
word
both cases.
And a phrase.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue our daily short talks on the Quran. And as you remember, we said we will read some hadith about the Quran from Muntakhabu Mizan al-Hikmah, which is translated also into English as a scale of wisdom. So the next chapter is Ta'allum al-Quran wa ta'allimuhu, about learning and teaching the Quran. There are several hadith here, and all of them indicate great importance of learning and teaching the Quran. For example, in a very famous hadith, Allama Majlisi in Biharul Anwar quotes from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, khiyarukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allamahu. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach the Quran. As you know, in Islam, knowledge is very important. Learning and teaching is very important. But when it is something about the Quran, it becomes extra important. So there is no honor like honor of learning and teaching the Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
من نام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of The Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us.
Allah. So you have been with us throughout these programs, and we talked about different dimensions of supplication and whether it can change the irada and will of the Almighty Allah or not. Now let's talk about visitation, some of the monotheistic and political dimensions of visitation. According to the Holy Quran, the family of monotheism is one and a single family whose links are connected to one another. The leader and the father of this family is Prophet Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhimu salam, which was the friend of all merciful, or Khalilullah. Allah the Exalted says in this regard, huwajtabakum wa ma ja'ala alaykum fi ddini min haraj. He has chosen you and has not placed before you any obstacle in religion. Millata abikum Ibrahim, the faith of your father Ibrahim, huwa sammakum al-muslimina min qablu wa fi hadha. He named you Muslims before and in this, liyakuna ar-rasulu shahidan alaykum, so that the apostle may be a witness for you. Wa takunu shuhada'a 'ala an-nas, and that you may be witnesses to mankind.
Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina 'adhaban-nar wa qina 'adhaban-nar.
The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is the last of the prophets of this family. With him, the earlier divine messengers have all been concluded. And this family is like a good tree whose roots have spread all over. Its branches and its offshoots are blessed. Sweet are its fruits, and it is actually extended over the history. Throughout the history, you can see how fruits and how its branches have extended, and it is a single family in the very words of the Holy Quran. In the 92nd verse of chapter Anbiya, it says, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. Indeed, this community of yours is one community in Ummah, and I am your Lord, so worship me. And even in this regard, the Almighty Allah is ordering us for ibadah and worshipping. We also have the same content but ending in wa ana rabbukum fattaqun, so be wary of me. So the Holy Quran gives utmost significance to exhibit the unity and coherence of this family and to consolidate the relation between its different parts and elements and to actually deepen the relations within it. Now, why does Islam and why does the Holy Quran emphasize so much on this? This emphasis actually lies at the core of the Islamic education methodology, with the aim of displaying the unity of this family, deepening the sense of being related to it. And through its realization, it will strengthen the relationship among the different links of this family. And to strengthen the sense of being related to this family, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam has been considered by Allah the Exalted as the leader of this family, the father of all monotheists or muwahideen, and he has considered them to be his offspring. This clear and explicit affiliation to this family connects different generations of this family throughout the history to one another with the strongest of bonds and relations.
I remember when I first met you.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean, And he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water. The ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil, javab anjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti, ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju, tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala bas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will, God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too, it's not a dream. Is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
And one of the most interesting parts in this relation is the relation of supplication and dua, the prayer of the following generation for the preceding one. This is the most remarkable, the best of relations between the descendants and their ancestors. And this is actually manifested in the testimony given by the succeeding generation for the preceding one in their being forerunners in faith. So the descendants actually pray to Allah on their behalf for forgiveness and mercy. The Holy Quran in the 10th verse of chapter Hashr says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اِغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And those who came in after them, who say, "Our Lord, forgive us, and forgive our brethren, who were our forerunners in the faith, and do not put any rancor in our hearts toward the faithful. Our Lord, you are indeed most kind and merciful." We will, inshallah, elaborate on how important the visitation of the past generations of the monotheistic family is in the next program. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
This is IRIB English Radio. please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaikum. Welcome, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we're going to look at some principles of upbringing children so that the audience gets a detailed description of the matter concerning how to raise the children Islamically. We have in our studio guest speaker, Sister Salma Khalfan, who is an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program, dear Sister Salma Khalfan.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for inviting me over.
You're welcome. So we'll start off with our first question. There's a question saying that how do we abstain from domestic quarrels at home